I'm just going to echo what you guys say, so I'll just sit here and be quiet.
Chloe, you didn't have to.
Mayor Jack and Assembly members, thank you for giving me this opportunity. I really appreciate it. It's been my honor to serve this community as a judge, as your city attorney, as a representative in Juneau, and as a senator. And I don't use that word honor lightly. I love this town, and I love what we've been able to do. We voted as people, along with the city of Petersburg, to amend our charter. That's a pretty significant thing to do. It's not just an ordinance passed by the city council or now the borough assembly. Amending your charter is serious stuff. And the people of Wrangell voted to do that, and so did the people of Petersburg. And we did that so we could create a commission that would advise us on what should our future plans be on hydroelectric development. That commission has existed and I think functioned fairly well during its term. As all of you know, I have fought for a road out of here and for the power lines and for various other projects to try and stimulate our economy for almost 40 years. I actually started on the road when I was a city councilman in Ketchikan. But the commission and the Thomas Bay Power Authority are two different entities. They've become merged in our mind because they have had one basic function where they were together, and that one basic function was oversight over the operations of Thomas Bay, and that's the Thomas Bay Power Authority, which actually does the on-hand work and stuff at Tyee. The commission has oversight authority there and reviews and advises. But its primary function, the one we amended our charter to accomplish, was to have a group of people that would look at where should we be going in the future? What's the plan? What will be our dream? How will we carry it out? Now, those functions, sadly, have been lost over the years as they became more and more involved in the day-to-day operations of running Tyee. I met with Thomas Bay Power Authority and Commission shortly after I had drafted in the legislature, and we then passed an act creating a joint action agency. This was to accomplish the divestiture of the four dam pool. It had been my dream, and I'm sure that of the other communities that were involved, Cordova, Kodiak, that the individual communities should own their own power structures, and they shouldn't be burdened with the debt or whatever, the problems of the other communities. And the most important overriding thing that we all unanimously agreed upon was to get the state of Alaska off our backs and out of the electric business. Every time you turned around, the state was dictating what we could do. The state was taking all the money. We were generating $11 million. They stuck it into power cost equalization to make cheaper rates in the native villages up north. I eventually was successful in twisting their tails, and I got $4 million of that, 40% basically, which we sent down to Ketchikan Public Utilities. And that 40%, $4 million plus per year for about 4.5 years, is what provided the initial funding for the Swan Tyee design. Ted Stevens kicked in $5 million, and that's what got the entire Swan Tyee project going, which has now been accomplished. But that took a lot of arm twisting to even get that back out of them. And it had been my dream that we'd own it. When I say we, I mean Wrangell and Petersburg. Thomas Bay should have owned and come out of this thing owning Tyee. So I went to the board and I begged them to, please, this opportunity is going to come up. Whatever you do, don't let it slip by. Don't let Ketchikan take over. Don't let somebody else convince you not to. You should own it. So I made that speech and wished them well. And of course that didn't occur. But I want to tell you, had that happened, on just the power sales alone from Tyee to Ketchikan, Wrangell had it even acted alone, would now own outright the Tyee plant. You'd own it. And we're talking about almost $2.5 million in revenue just in sales to Ketchikan alone. Wouldn't that be a nice income stream to have right now? Wouldn't it be nice to be able to say to Ketchikan, I'm sorry that you're on diesel generation, but we've only got so much we can ship you, and we're not willing to sacrifice and put Wrangell ratepayers onto diesel just because you guys can't manage Swan Lake. Sadly, that didn't happen. Instead, we now today find ourselves in this kind of odd arrangement where you've got three communities and two dams, and unfortunately, probably to me, the most overriding frustration is that there's no plan. I mean, if anybody here knows of any plan by SEPA or by anyone else, even in the private sector, to bring you any more generating capacity, I'd sure like to know what it is. The Thomas Bay Commission does not have any plans or recommendations to you. I mean, what about Sunrise Lake? There's 3 to 4 megawatts sitting there, which would also bring this community pure water. Right now, our plant cannot filter city water out of that muskeg hole we've been living off of for years. It can't filter enough in the summer to take care of this cannery. That's why they built the great big tanks, so they could filter in advance and have additional water. You want to have a blue industry and growth? How are you to do it? No power, you're at maximum right now, and very little water. We need that project. Whatever happened to Mahoney Lake? That's fully permitted by FERC. They could start building Mahoney Lake tomorrow in Ketchikan. Why aren't they? Ketchikan Public Utilities refuses to buy the power. Let's assume the Indians down there in Ketchikan that have got the permit out Saxman. Let's say they found somebody private sector. Come in and build their dam for them. KPU won't let them wheel their power on KPU's lines. There's over 5 megawatts of power sitting at Metlakatla. It takes... Ted Stevens built the road. I funded the power line that brought it out to within 1 mile of Ketchikan. It sits directly across from Ketchikan. All it takes is a 1 mile marine cable. And that additional 5 megs that has been shut down since the sawmill and cold storage in Metlakatla was shut down, I think that's 15 years ago or 18 years ago. It's sitting there. Nope. It won't come across because KPU won't buy their power. At some point, we have to say to ourselves, well, if we can't get Petersburg to come along with us, maybe we ought to start acting to protect ourselves. And I'm suggesting, and I know I'm only echoing the words of people much brighter than I on how all these complex numbers work, I'm suggesting that Wrangell take over power, Thomas Bay, pay for it, run it, because you're a generating facility, is what you are. You've been doing the O&M since we built the dam. I'm also suggesting that if SEPA can't come up with a plan, then the Thomas Bay Commission certainly should. We, at least as a community, ought to have some list of priorities on the development of new capacity. And you say, well, why, Robin, are you so concerned about that? Because on January, I think it was 15th and 17th, you ran out of power. Nobody told you that, but you maxed out the system. You maxed it out to the place where the city managers, right here in Wrangell and over in Petersburg, were only able to keep the system up and running because they shut down every municipal conversion where we had gone off oil and onto electricity for the swimming pool and the high school and this building. They shut down every one of those and put them back on diesel. They had to do it because the whole system was maxed out. Mick didn't sleep for 2.5 days at Tyee.
I was the operator that night.
Because he was so frightened the whole system was going to go down. And if the system went down, there was no way technically he could bring it back up, because you had the load was dead, or the load was over your maximum generating capacity. Now, the temperature was 20 degrees here in town at that time. We've encouraged a whole lot of people to convert their houses from oil to electricity. I did with mine. The rumors that are out there, these aren't my rumors. This is the stuff I get. People come up to me and tell me that serve on these boards and panels and try to work with this organization. There's some things being contemplated. I think your ratepayers need to know about it. Number one, they're talking about a moratorium. No new electrically heated homes come on the system. Number two, buy more diesel generation. Number three, increase the rate structure because our rates aren't high enough. Get rid of the subsidy, they call it, being paid basically to people that have all electric homes because they're at a different and lower rate. Well, that'll work, won't it? Increase the rates high enough, there are going to be fewer users, you'll have enough electricity to survive. I haven't heard anybody deny those things when I've asked them. Well, we may have to make some serious choices. Some serious choices have already been made, and I think we have some dire problems. This winter, if we get a cold winter, we could very well find ourselves on diesel for a significant period of time. SEPA is even talking about having the other two communities share in Ketchikan's surcharge for diesel. Now, would that be ludicrous or what? We didn't buy Tahee. We gifted it away, so to speak, to this organization who assured us they were going to take care of us. And what would he end up with? Not enough power, and we're going to help pay for Ketchikan's diesel? We're going to buy new diesel generation?